This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. Earlier this year, the results of a large study about kids' brains were published online in a journal called Nature Neuroscience. The findings surprised many people and could change the way we think about poverty and the achievement gap. I went to see the neuroscientist who conducted the research. Elizabeth Sowell is a professor of pediatrics at USC. She conducts her research at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. That's where we met. And Sowell says her research was inspired by something we already do know.
So we've known for a long time from many studies that children from lower socioeconomic backgrounds have more difficulties in school. They don't do as well on cognitive tests. They have lots of problems. And we've known that for a long time. It's been documented in the scientific literature.
But what accounts for the gap in things like concentration, vocabulary, and memory? Sowell wondered if there was any connection between how much money parents made and how their kids' brains developed. She and her colleagues recruited more than 1,000 young people from across the country, ages 3 through 20. They took scans of the children's brains and asked their parents, "How much money do you make?" They found that, on average, the lower-income kids had a smaller brain surface area.
If you look at the children whose families made $25,000 a year or less, their brain surface area was about 6% smaller than the families who made $150,000 a year or more.
That's on average. Some of the kids from six-figure households had brains similar in size to their lower-income peers, and vice versa. Sowell hopes her research makes a point. She says growing up in poverty puts children at a disadvantage. Now she says there's evidence that it's a physical disadvantage.
I think that what this study has done is shown that there's an actual physical link with the brain. It's really exciting to see it. I want this work to be an impetus to really say, what are we doing with our money?
What she means by our money is partly tax dollars, dollars that support school nutrition, after-school programs, and education for low-income parents on the importance of, for example, having books in the home. Neuroscientists know that reading and music lessons and trips to museums, new experiences, physically shape children's brains over time. Sowell's research couldn't pinpoint exactly what money does buy that causes the physiological differences between low and higher income children. She says answering that question is her next research project.